The National Weather Service is confirming that at least one tornado hit the city of Sioux Falls overnight. The Weather Service confirmed an EF2 tornado with winds of about 125 miles per hour hit a part of the city. They were examining a second area where a hospital complex suffered heavy damage to see if that was also a tornado or simply straight-line winds. One Northwest Iowa school bond issue passed and another failed yesterday. A supermajority of 60% was needed for all measures to pass. Storm Lake narrowly passed a $15 million measure to build a new elementary school with 61% approval, and the community of Orange City rejected plans for a fitness facility paid for with taxpayer money. Only 43% supported the $5 million Aspire Center for Healthy Living. Voters in the Sergeant Bluff-Luton district overwhelmingly turned down a $33 million plan to help deal with school overcrowding. 61% voted against it. This bond was similar to those in the past 3 years, but only got just more than 39% of the vote. Rod Erlewine is the district's superintendent. He says it can continue to use its primary school for a few years, but the building has some outdated infrastructure. Erlewine says he assumed basically cutting last year's bond in half would have helped it pass, but it garnered less support than last year. Erlewine says it's hard to come up with a solution that satisfies everyone. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.